Chapter 3, Devotional 11, Calling All Sick Sinners, Jesus Makes House Calls. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Mark chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. As I read this passage, I am drawn to the last two sentences. Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Jesus equates sickness with sin. The similarities between sickness and sin are obvious once you stop to think about it. Like a deadly microorganism that invades a healthy body and causes sickness, sin germs invade your life, destroy healthy spiritual tissue, reduce your spiritual immune system, and cause spiritual disease and death. The sin germ leads to sin sickness, which is highly contagious and spreads from person to person. Sin sickness comes in many forms and levels of severity. Sin sickness can start with a small scratch or cut that soon infects the entire body, mind, and spirit. Symptoms of sin sickness include 1. The persistent high levels of fear, doubt, and unbelief. 2. Mental, emotional, and spiritual agitation. 3. Delusions and distorted thought processes. 4. Elevated levels of pride, rebellion, and resistance to treatment, God's Word. 5. Withdrawal and separation from God, His Word, and other Christians. 6. Erratic and uncontrolled bouts of selfishness and disregard for others. 7. Spiritual blindness and disorientation, confusion, and poor decision-making. In extreme cases, it can also lead to deep depression and chronic hopelessness, irritability, hostility, sleeplessness, and chronic fatigue. Left untreated, sin sickness leads to a painful death. Are you walking around suffering from sin sickness? Do you need the love of Jesus and the miracle of salvation to cure what ails you? If you do, I encourage you to invite Jesus into your life as Lord and Savior. He is the master physician and healer, and has never lost a patient. His mercy and grace have an unfailing cure rate. Once we were all sick sinners and needed a Savior, give God praise that our sin sickness is why He came. Lord, thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. Jesus, you are the only one I need to cure the sickness of sin in my life. Your love, forgiveness, and blood on the cross did it all. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.